still producing. Hey, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, we end up with probably 3 to 4 million acres of hay or forage production land.
You know, usually this time of year, most farmers have gotten up all of their hay, but this season it's going a little longer than normal. UT forage specialist Dr. Gary Bates.
Yes, we've had a really good year this season for hay production. We had, you know, good moisture all the way through the spring and summer, which let the fescue continue to, you know, grow and not be stressed. And then when we get into this fall season, we've had, you know, some moisture, but we've also had really warm weather.
Dr. Bates says most areas of the state have had adequate moisture throughout the summer and lots of additional moisture from the remnants of those hurricanes that pass through. And with warmer than normal temperatures in the early fall, that's allowed for more growth for all forages, and that's been especially good for cattle farmers.
It looks like we're going into the winter with, you know, good hay supplies in the barn, and then the good growing conditions that we have right now for fescue pastures should allow us to graze further in the wintertime. So, you know, knock on wood, there should be, you know, not too much in terms of concerns about hay supplies and getting cows through the wintertime.
Hay and forage production is perhaps one of the most important crops we have in Tennessee, and Dr. Gary Bates says without it, all of agriculture tends to suffer.
Well, I think sometimes maybe it tends not to be appreciated always directly as much as we like. We think about it, you know, we think about beef cattle and maybe not the forages. But, you know, a key concept in terms of successful beef cattle production is having a good forage program, being able to graze a lot. And you start getting into people that are interested in sustainable type production and environmental issues. Forages are a key component. You know, we tend to think that maybe forages aren't appreciated enough, but they touch almost every area of our life from an agricultural standpoint.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.